ABC Radio Australia.
After being starved of competitive netball for more than 2 years because of travel restrictions at the height of the pandemic, four Pacific teams will be back on the international stage for the third time this year on Australia's Sunshine Coast over the weekend. Tonga, Fiji, Samoa and Papua New Guinea will be competing in the second Pacific Oz Sports Series of 2022, with the World Cup qualifying tournament in Fiji having been played in between. When the first Pacific Oz series was played back in March, Tonga started as the outsiders, but they stunned their opponents by winning that competition and then qualifying for the World Cup in South Africa next year. So this time around, as Talia Olatia reports, Tonga are the team to beat.
It's been a fast and dizzy rise for Captain Hulita Veve and the Tongan team, who now find themselves ranked number one in the Pacific and number nine in the world.
You know, I was thinking top 16, make the World Cup, but then that day I found out that we were ninth in the world. It was huge for us. I just remember crying in it. Yeah, it still gives me goosebumps. But yeah, now our new goal was top six, and I think that's definitely achievable for our team. It's just about preparing ourselves in the few months that we have until World Cup. When you think of playing Australia, New Zealand and England, it is kind of scary, but I think it's a challenge for us. And, you know, it's a great opportunity as well, and we'll just grow and grow.
Rowan Feyerman, Market Development Officer with Netball Australia, who are organising the Sunshine Coast tournament, says it's been a remarkable turnaround for the Tongans.
And just a testament to the head coach in particular, who did a lot of the organising while the administration were offline after the volcano. So communication was down. It was really challenging just trying to get information out and coordinate a team. And they managed to pull together and go through that tournament undefeated. And they've continued that run. So they went through the qualifiers undefeated again in Fiji. And I'm sure they've got pretty big ambitions for this upcoming series as well. But yeah, a huge turnaround considering they'd actually dropped out of the world rankings and since then have jumped into the top 10.
At the previous Pacific Oz tournament, Singapore were included as a guest team to ramp up the number of fixtures. This time, there are two extra teams, both from Australia, USC Thunder from the Queensland State League and an Australian Pathway squad. So what's the thinking there?
It provides a really good opportunity for our Pacific teams to come up against different styles of play, different levels of competition. And, you know, we already have some really strong linkages on an individual level between some of the players or some of the officials with the Australian teams. So, for example, USC Thunder's head coach, Kenny Brazel, she formerly coached the Pearls and has been involved in the Pacific Oz Sports Program through a coach immersion program delivered by Netball Queensland. So we're keen to continue to foster that through the program and look for opportunities where we can play and grow together.
When we came up against Singapore, it was hard for us because it was a complete different style of play. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to playing against two Aussie teams, especially them being so young. We know they're going to be fit and fast and speedy. So, yeah, it's just going to be a good challenge for us, I think.
The Pacific Oz program has already been successful in placing Pacific netballers with club sides in Australia. So is the upcoming tournament another opportunity for players to put themselves in the shop window?
We've had some long-term placements with clubs in the Netball Queensland League. So some players with the Northern Mendi Rays in Townsville, and some other Pacific athletes with the Brisbane South Wildcats. So for sure, I think there's always going to be opportunities. You know, the more visibility there is of these athletes and the more they can showcase their talents, then perhaps more opportunities might open up in the future.
The Tongan squad for this Pacific Oz series will contain two new faces, but still no players from the islands. However, the captain says there are plans to change that state of affairs over time.
Our goal is the development in Tonga netball, and I think this is the start for that. You know, we've done it, and now we want to take our learnings back to Tonga, which is, I know, is a goal for Salote, who is the CEO of Tonga Netball. So, yeah, that is our next goal. I think as a team, we want to give back to Tonga and help to develop the pathways over there. So, yeah, that is definitely next on our list.
Although she has Tongan heritage, Hulita Veve's netball career has been built in the Australian system, playing Super League for Queensland Thunder and in the Queensland State League.
I did want to play for Australia, but I know it would be hard, especially now that I have two kids and not in Suncorp Super Netball anymore. So I know it was a challenge. And then when the opportunity came to play for Tonga, it was just a no-brainer. And yeah, I've just kind of given my everything and all to Tonga, and I'll continue to do that.
But if netball in the Pacific grows stronger, just how hard will it be for other heritage players to decide where to place their allegiance?
I guess that decision really comes down to the individual athletes as well, and also, you know, whether they meet the criteria to represent another country and whether or not they can stay on a pathway of a particular nation. So it's really tricky to give an answer that can cover all bases, because each individual athlete might have a different take or a different approach.
Two Pacific Oz sports series in 1 year is not the intended norm, the event in March having been pushed back from 2021. So there is one more series confirmed for next year, but future plans are still yet to be made. However, Rowan Fayerman says the aim is certainly to establish more competitions and to develop the game on island across the region.
We look to provide support for the Pacific Netball Federations to improve their programs in country and look for more opportunities for them to either develop athletes domestically or abroad, because you need to develop both simultaneously. But yeah, we really want to try and strengthen what's happening in country.
But more immediately, the team that were underdogs just 6 months ago are now the top dogs, and they're determined to hold on to their crown on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, there's definitely a big target on our back, but we're Tongan, so we love a challenge. We spoke last night in a team meeting about our goals and our purpose and our vision for this tournament, and our outcome goal was to win and be undefeated. We think we can do it.